That was Tame Impala doing a track from their latest album. It's called Inner Speaker. And that was Alter Ego. We had Belarus before that. And Apex Manor doing a track from The Year of Magical Drinking. That's their 2011 release. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome our guests into the studio this evening. They're called The New Old Fashioned, and they're getting ready to play their debut show. We're going to give you details about how you can go and where you can hear them. But first, we're going to hear an acoustic set from them right now.
She's the queen of Midwest summers, but she doesn't like the heat. She loves planting flowers, but she doesn't like to weed. Oh, and she loves swimming, but her hair just can't get wet. She likes to look her best. She's so high on Mona Lisa. She's been painted by this land. Well, she loves to read Jane Austen and view those pages in her hand. This ain't no center of art and culture, but she's doing the best she can. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. But she's making it more beautiful the longer she stays. Out on his fields of green with a smile on her face, and she appreciates what the farmland's doing for this place. Oh, she loves the sunshine, but she wears the darkest shades to hide herself away. Well, she was born to live somewhere, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was born a city girl, but she's treating this old countryside like it's the center of the world. Maybe one day she'll leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she stays. Left here in the Midwest for a girl like her, and said she heard out west that the sun doesn't set, and with her that's fine. She found. She used to think that she could make something of herself here, but the fact Teresa has shut down. So she's better in her proximity to L.A. Because she's heard that's where stars are made. So she's headed straight into the sun. 'Cause there ain't nothing left here in the Midwest for a girl like her. Out west that the sun doesn't set, and with her that's fine. Oh, and whatever it is she's looking for, I hope she finds. Straight into the sun, 'cause there ain't nothing left here in the Midwest for a girl like her. And she heard out west that the sun doesn't set, and with her that's fine. Oh, and whatever it is she's looking for, I hope she finds. Darling, whatever it is you're looking for, I hope you find.
It's the New Old Fashioned live on Kaleidoscope. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. It's coming up next on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Mitchell Wood. WYSO's Community Voices Training has encouraged me to pursue my dream of working in radio. I've learned basic editing techniques, radio writing skills, as well as radio ethics and practices. Visit WYSO.org for your opportunity to have your voice heard.
Applications for the Spring 2012 Community Voices Training are due December 2nd. Get the details and download your application at wyso.org.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by two of the members of the New Old Fashioned. We've got David Payne and Kent Montgomery. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Juliette.
Thank you.
Hey, very glad to have you both here. Now, kind of a cool, I don't know, serendipity, coincidence, whatever you want to call it. David, you were here as a solo performer almost 2 years ago exactly.
Yeah, almost exactly 2 years ago.
And then Kent, you have interned here at WYSO on excursions.
Absolutely, yeah.
So both familiar faces. Well, why don't we start out? Tell me a little bit about how you guys and the other two guys in the band got started playing together and how this project evolved into what it is.
Well, Kent and I have been wanting to get something started for a while, but we never had the lineup of players together to do it. So we spent the last couple of years, you know, both writing songs and playing solo shows together. We'd play a show, I'd play a set, he'd play a set, and we'd play a set together. So we've been playing each other's songs for a couple of years now, and it just, it fell into place with the other two players. We just recently met our drummer, John, not that long ago. So he's been a great, great addition. He's a great musician, and we're happy to have him and really excited about what we're doing.
How does it go from being solo musicians, you know, writing for yourselves to play on stage, you know, either by yourself or, you know, maybe with one other player, to writing together collaboratively, you know, for four people?
Well, actually, we both started playing in bands. So, you know, the solo stuff was actually the departure for us. And, you know, coming back to playing in a rock band with some other dudes was, you know, great to be back. You know, we were both kind of had grown tired of being on stage by ourselves. So it's pretty exciting to be backed up again.
Yeah, a big part of what we're doing is kind of taking those solo songs and expanding them with the band and adding the drums, adding the bass, adding the lead guitar, adding the harmonies. And it's really been fun thus far, like kind of hearing our own songs transform and becoming this whole band sound.
It's a bit frustrating at first, especially this initial cache of songs that me and Kent had and were bringing to the table that we've been playing as solo performers for, you know, maybe a year or two, some of the songs. And it's hard to kind of let go of the arrangements at first and, like, you know, let the drums and bass do, you know, let them be the bass player and the drummer and step away from it and let them experiment a little bit and then we'll talk about it later. It was definitely a struggle at first, but once it clicked, it started to be, you know, really good additions to the songs, and I think we're really happy with all the new arrangements, and it's been a lot of fun.
So far, have you guys been focusing on full band arrangements of your older material, or have you guys started writing anything new as a band yet?
We've written a couple new things basically as a band. Our writing style's been more of like, you know, Ken or I bring a song to the table and then we work on it as a band. But this initial, you know, bulk of songs we learned were mostly songs that I had written since my solo record came out. And most of the stuff just needed a rock band. I mean, that's kind of where I started and where I'm mostly coming from as a writer and where most of my influences are coming from. So, I had these songs pretty much done already that I brought to the band, but, you know, once you do that and get them in the room, they change, and at first it's hard to let go, but, you know, usually something great happens, and, you know, I think this bulk of songs, the band has definitely bettered them.
You said that that they needed a rock band. When you were writing that batch of songs, were you sort of writing, maybe hoping that you could get a band together to play with these songs, or still thinking they need a rock band, but I'm a solo performer?
I don't necessarily think I had a band in mind when I wrote them. It just, that's what happened. I guess that's more of what I know and what I think I'm probably best at. You know, there's some sort of, I think as a singer, I tend to want to be a little more charismatic than the, you know, acoustic guitar tended to let me be. So this lets me have a little bit more fun with that.
And now you guys are, is everybody in the band from Xenia?
Our drummer, John, isn't originally from Xenia. He lives in Xenia now. I don't actually live in Xenia anymore, but, you know, Kent and Tom, the bassist, and I are all basically from Xenia, or, you know, at least have been there since we were children. And then John relocated from California a few years ago. He's got some family here. So
did the three of you that have lived, are living in Xenia, did you guys all grow up together, or how did you all sort of come together musically?
Yeah, Tom and I are actually cousins, the bassist. So obviously we've known each other our whole lives, and we were in a band together just in high school. And kind of when we were, David and I were searching for someone to play bass, we kind of, Tom was the first one that kind of came up. He's also a very good singer. And so, you know, he was somebody I've always played with. I've never been in a band really without Tom. So the two of us had known each other. And then David and I went to high school together, and Tom as well. And we just kind of knew each other. We played shows together all the time in bands. And
we're all choir nerds from high school. We all sang in the same choir. So the vocal harmonies are a big part of this band. Tom, the bass player, has this wonderful like top range. He sings all these great high harmonies, and that comes so easy to us that it's almost an afterthought, because I just sing the melody and all of a sudden someone else has got the harmony. It's so easy for us because we're all choir nerds.
And John even comes in on the bottom sometimes. So at times we'll have four-part harmonies with a four-piece band, and that's something we're pretty stoked about sharing, because it's something you don't hear every day.
That's very lucky that you guys have all been, you know, three out of four have been singing together for so long, because achieving that kind of harmony can take years, you know, for a band. But to have that already, that foundation already in place, that's something really special. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as musical influences, you kind of almost answered my question, because I was going to ask if some of the vocal harmonies, as well as the sort of alt country sound, is folk music and country music and you know, the sort of alt rock something that you guys came up listening to, or is that something you found as adults, or
within the last 4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years. We've kind of drifted into that. At the root, we always kind of were into like rock bands, you know, the kind of American classic rock bands like Tom Petty. I was definitely raised on that kind of stuff. But other kind of more country influences, you know, as a kid, you don't really a lot of times grab onto that. You're a little rebellious of what your parents like, but we've kind of come around to that country stuff as of late.
Been kind of absorbing it the whole time and just now realizing.
Right, like this stuff really is kind of good.
Yeah. It just now started to leak out of our subconscious.
Right.
Well, are you guys planning on, or have you started already doing any recording?
Haven't got there yet. I think we're ready. I think that'll be a step pretty close after the first of the year that we're pretty excited about. We just, you'll want to find the right person to work with, and, you know, of course, revenue is an issue. So, you know, getting that together and getting in the right room with the right person, because we want to do it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and let people know how they can come see you and where they can keep tabs on you online and all that good stuff. And hear some more live music, of course. We'll be back with more from the new Old Fashioned coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Niki Leópolis traz para você Jazz Forward, nesta quinta-feira, no WYSO, de 8 às 11 horas da noite. São 3 horas do melhor do jazz internacional, do soul e do funk. Desde a melodia doce da bossa nova brasileira até o soul descolado das ruas de Londres. Jazz Forward, a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Niki Leópolis, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
We're back on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by Kent Montgomery and David Payne, two of the members of the New Old Fashioned. And guys, you have kind of a big show this weekend.
Yeah.
The big debut, the big unveiling. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're playing at the Community Theater Building in Xenia. We thought that'd be a halfway as classy place to have a rock show.
I like that. I like that. And you've got, is it Allie King opening up for you?
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine, a singer-songwriter, pianist, in the vein of like a Regina Spektor or something like that. She's very good.
Very nice. Very nice. And the sort of decision to play, you know, in your hometown, in a community space, was that something that, you know, just sort of happened, you know, to all work out, the stars all aligned? Or is that something that you kind of said, like, yeah, you know, we want to sort of make our debut in our hometown?
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do. You know, Xenia doesn't have anything going on. Well, that's not true. But, you know, we had one little all-ages rock club that closed a couple years ago, and hasn't been a whole lot going on there music-wise since. There's a couple bars that book mostly cover band type gigs, and there's just not really anywhere to play. So I know some people on the board at the community theater, so I just asked them if they'd be interested in helping us out with this, and they've been really cool to us and really helpful about it. There's limited seating at the venue, so that was kind of a little bit of a setback, but I think it'll be great, and we still have some tickets available, so.
Yeah. And where can people get those tickets if they want to get them?
They can contact us on Facebook is the easiest thing, or they can shoot me an email at mdpainjr@hotmail.com. It's our booking email as of right now.
Very cool, very cool. I like the idea of sort of having your debut not only in your community, but in your community that is sort of lacking, you know, a lot of original music right now. Is that something that you hope will change in the future?
Yeah, I hope so. Just with the way Xenia is like structured, it's hard because everything's being moved away from the small local businesses in their, you know, fairly nice downtown area and moved to the other end with Walmart and, you know, it's kind of sad growing up there to seeing like this downhill slide. There's still a bunch of great local businesses in town. There's just nothing to push traffic down there for them, and they're all fighting for it. And some of them have stuck it out, and I think it's great. I wish we could do something more down there, and you know, we try to do our part.
Very cool. Very cool. What about future plans? You guys shooting for, you know, maybe doing some regional touring in the summertime or anything? Or have you thought that far yet? Yeah, I know it's a long way off.
When the summer hits, it'll open us up a lot. And, you know, everything gets going more in the summertime. So, yeah, I think we'll definitely get out and do some regional stuff in the summer. And we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, Tom and I are actually in our senior year of college. I go to Wittenberg. Tom goes to Wilmington. And so, you know, outside of further off future plans, I think that summer we're going to hit it hard and play as much as we can.
Seems like a good timing for it. Seems like the stars are aligning perfectly for really being able to do something big in the summertime.
We like to think so. We don't want to jinx it though.
Well, guys, is there anything else that you want people to know about you before we hear some more music?
Just check us out on Facebook. It's just, you know, facebook.com/thenewoldfashioned. We'll have all our updates there.
Very cool, very cool. Well, and we've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We are at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we're going to give these guys a second to get their guitars back on, and we'll be right back to hear another live tune from The New Old Fashioned. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
On the next Fresh Air, award-winning sports journalist John Feinstein tells us how he's gotten some of the most talented and temperamental athletes and coaches in the world to talk with him. His new book is called One-on-One, Behind the Scenes with the Greats of the Game. And investigative reporter Andrew Schneider tells us why most of the honey on supermarket shelves isn't really honey. Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. It's time to hear another live one from The New Old Fashioned.
You ain't never had just what you wanted. Things didn't turn out quite like you planned. Borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Oh, and that answering machines for the collection goes. But hold your head high. Just give it time. Tuscany town and keep your head out. It's been a long road, but somehow you've gotten this far. Oh, but that dead end seems closer and closer each day. Oh, you say, honey, I don't know how much more of this I can say. 'Cause it don't matter how hard that I try, I just can't catch a break. When you're trying to look on the bright side, but all you can see is that darkness when you close your eyes. But try to hold your head out, 'cause things are looking up. Oh, I know you don't have much, but you've got each other. Ain't that enough? Oh, pick your chin up. Everything's gonna be alright, but just give it time. Oh, just give it time. Keep your head out. Oh, 'cause things are looking up. Well, I know you don't have much, but you got each other, and ain't that enough? Oh, pick your chin up. Everything's gonna be alright, but just give it time.
Live music from the new old fashioned. Check them out this Saturday night. They're going to be playing at the Community Theater in Xenia. There are pre-sale tickets still available. We will put some contact info up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. They're at facebook.com/thenewoldfashioned. Check them out. We're going to keep tabs on these guys and find out what they're up to as they start this journey as a band. Thanks so much, guys. Glad to have you. Right now, here's music from Ra Ra Riot. This is from their latest album, and this one's called The Orchard. It's the title track.